Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Anne Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. This morning's episode is near and dear to my heart. Not only is about sports in our schools, but also to be Christ-like on and off the field and the court. You have to do both. Love God and love one another. And during this year of Jubilee, the church is inspiring the faithful to transform themselves and the world by becoming pilgrims of hope. And sports is a natural opportunity for our students and adults to evangelize and to show others to be Christ-like. But before we begin, I want to give a big shout-out thank you to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning in studio, we have our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Lauren Martin, and also we have Don Militzer. Don has a lot of hats that he wears. He's the principal of Ave Maria Academy in Bethel Park. He is the head coach for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School and also the athletic director for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. So Dawn and Lauren, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Morning.
Good morning.
And I need another cup of coffee with reading your background. Dawn, can you introduce yourselves to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. Dawn Militzer, been a part of Catholic education my whole life, blessed to be a part of it. Started it my education at St. Margaret's over in Greentree. Which is now Guardian of Angel. My mother was a teacher there at the time, and then she ended up being a principal for over 20 years. So I got a great start and foundation growing up in the Catholic schools, playing sports in the Catholic schools, and you know, went on after graduating from college. The Catholic schools were calling me back, and I started at the time at St. Simon of Jude way back in 2005 at this point. So been in the diocese for 20 years and 14 as a principal, and the athletic director position I took over. This will be my third season, my third year. You know, I think in sports we look at seasons, so sometimes say seasons. But this is my third year as the athletic director for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and growing up playing football, that was always a passion of mine. Coaching was a passion. I've coached every sport, but the past 3 years I've been the head football coach at Olsch High School, but previously had coached at the Division I level and been a head coach at the high school level and an assistant. So just a lot of passion for not only Catholic education, but also sports in general and what they can bring to the growth of young people.
What a great background you have. Now, Lauren, let's begin with you. This is an important subject, one that I know that you're passionate about. Our Catholic schools have competitive athletics, winning championships year after year in their divisions, whether if it's football, track, field, volleyball, basketball, everything in between. And we have a call to separate ourselves, however, as people who live and compete in this world to be Christ. What does this look like in athletics in our Catholic schools?
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, about living with integrity through the lens of our faith. Mm. You know, whether it's athletics, academics, just our students' daily lives, you can compete and succeed in the world through the lens of the church. You know, if you think about it, like leading with integrity and character, you know, through honesty, humility, and respect, serving others, putting kindness and compassion as a teammate over self-serving interests, pursuing excellence with purpose, you know, striving to be successful, not just for personal gain, but to glorify God through the gifts and talents that he has blessed you with, and just generally being a witness, you know, standing firm in your faith, making good moral choices, and treating everyone with dignity.
We're in the middle of March Madness, basketball 24/7, pretty much on TV in the sports world, and fans in the stands and coaches, students, parents. Obviously, sometimes it can get a little heated there on the courts and even at the football games in the stands, not always to be Christ-like. It's not easy, especially because people are so passionate or so competitive, and especially with our parents. So, Dawn, I want to ask you, as the director of athletic, how do you teach that to our coaches and also to our players about and parents to keep their cool?
Well, that's one of the things when I took over this position that was a passion of mine, is to make sure that we gave the proper education to all of our coaches, spectators, players, and letting them know the reason we're here. You know, I think often about, if you look at the, you know, Pope John Paul, Pope Francis, they talk about what an important tool, they were athletes, and they talk about what an important tool athletics play in the growth, spiritually, mentally, physically, all of that. So when we talk to our parents, when we talk to our kids, when we talk to our coaches, we emphasize the importance of understanding wins, losses, whatever they may be. It's okay to be passionate. But with that said, keep in mind that this is about the growth of these young peoples. And I said to a coach the other day that I was talking to, it's also about the growth of you as a coach. Mm. And, you know, the best coaches and the ones that last the longest, and I know that myself, are the ones that also grow. So, you know, not only are you teaching this, you're learning this ourselves. So we've put a lot of initiatives in place the past few years to make sure that the kids understand that. And I'll tell you, our kids are phenomenal. You know, and if you go to our games, they're kids, they make mistakes. But, you know, the sportsmanships that our kids exhibit in the Catholic diocese, and I've been all around. I'm blessed now to have a son that's going through it. My daughter, who's a little older, was really dance-focused, and that's a whole nother beautiful world that you get to see. But, you know, with my son going through it and seeing the different leagues that he's playing in, we have something special here in the Catholic diocese with the camaraderie that the kids have for each other and the respect that they have for each other. So it's kind of setting the tone, and whether it's the prayer before the game that our athletes do. And that was the other thing my son said to me. I said, what's special about playing in a Catholic school? And, you know, his favorite part of the game is lining up before the game, saying that prayer. And he said, Dad, it just kind of sets the tone for everything. And this is coming from a young fourth grader. Like, he gets it. But then he's also the one that's going to go out there. And I was, you know, telling Pam before we came in here, he's going to have 37 bruises on him and, you know, knee, because he's going to play hard. And that's okay. So that's kind of, we're really trying to explain to parents and coaches that it's okay to be passionate. But there's a line that we have to understand that we need to not cross as Catholics, because we need to set the tone for this growth for everyone. So we've done the prayer with the kids. We're actually working on a prayer for the parents now and the spectators, that when the kids read their prayer, they turn around to the stands, and then their coaches and the spectators make a promise to them. So we spent a lot of time on that, and we're going to debut that here soon. Nice. This fall. And again, it's about setting that tone. So if a 10-year-old in fourth grade can mention about setting the tone, you know, we're going to make sure that we set the tone in the stands. And I will say, Father, everybody has their issues when sports are involved and, like, behavior, like you said, but we've taken large steps in the 3 years since I've been in this position of really limiting some of those occurrences. And when those occurrences do happen, working it through with people to make sure that they don't happen again, and they learn and grow from it.
You were talking about the prayer before the games, and I'm in my 24th year as a priest, and all of my assignments, whether if it was St. Alphonsus in Wexford, which is Blessed Celia's Academy now, when I was at St. Paul Cathedral, going over to Oakland and Central, Good Shepherd in Braddock, St. James in Swickley, St. Bede in Point Breeze, and then now I'm out in Elizabeth Forward area and going to Mary of Nazareth. Now, seeing that prayer that's on the wall in the gym of all the schools that I've traveled around over the last 24 years, that's just so heartwarming. And to see our kids, the coaches, even the parents recite that prayer right before the ball drops, before the whistle blows, that's incredible. It sets a tone for the game. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And it's like, as a principal, I see teachers, I love when teachers start class with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different. If you're a good coach, you understand that the court, the field, is an extension of the classroom. And it's an extension of, in our, the way we do it in the diocese, it's an extension of our ministry through the church. So to start that prayer, again, it just sets that tone for everybody about the reasons that you're here.
Lauren, you have a last minute before we take a break?
I do. I have run into so many people who have been elementary school athletes in the Diocese of Pittsburgh that if you would ask them today to recite that prayer, they know it.
That's awesome.
Not only do they know it, they love it. And you can see the joy on their face when they are asked to remember it and to say it out loud. It is really something that we ingrain into the students, but not for the purpose of them memorizing something and reciting it. But it really does set that tone and refocus what the point of this is. And it's to develop them as full human beings, right? Mind, heart, body, soul, through the lens of our faith. And I this happened the other day, which is why it came to my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
They like remember it too. It's like automatic. Like, this is what we do.
Correct.
Before you.
They don't even have to look at the writing.
They don't.
No, no. To be able to instill that into the student to do that is just incredible to do that. So, well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth. This morning we are focusing on Christian sportsmanlike conduct in our Catholic schools. And I have Lauren Martin, who is our superintendent, and Dawn Militzer, who is principal and also football coach and the athletic director for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. But before we get into our second segment, I want to give a big shout out to Sam and Judy Spanos for sponsoring our program and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Sports can be a make-it-or-break-it opportunity to be Christ-like. It's never been more important to share the light of God in our world today with its endless social pressures, worldly role models, and pitfalls of social media. And we all know that it's not only exciting but important for our schools to stay competitive, winning those division championships and attracting great talent, but in the end, we all need to develop a godly character and show others God's love before all else. So how do we keep this focus on Christ? And Dawn and Lauren, you both have real-world examples. You're both parents and administrators. Can you tell us a little bit how this balance is? Lauren, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think for me, it's thinking more through the lens of our Catholic faith when we're kind of thinking through, like, how do we approach this? And, you know, a lot of other places, it's more like a list of don'ts, right? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It's so negative. So I think, well, how can we portray this as what are the expectations? What does this look like if we want to be Christ for others in what we do? And so, you know, whether you're a parent, as I have been in the stands, or a coach, as I help, you know, coach some of my kids' teams, you know, how do you do that with humility, right? So be humble when you're there. Be respectful to everybody that's around you. You know, uphold the integrity of the institution that you're representing, so the school that you're representing, the diocese that you're representing, the church that you're representing. You know, and how do you do that with dignity for the other people that are around you? So, like, those are the words that come to my mind. That's not a list of don'ts, right? It's, you know, have respect and dignity for the human beings that are around you. Do it with integrity, and make sure that in all ways that we are walking humbly with our God. right? So I think that that's what we can do through athletics.
I like that. Do's, not don'ts.
Do's, not don'ts.
Make it a positive, not exactly. a negative. Yeah. Dawn, you want to add something?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better than Lauren. I mean, with the do's and don'ts. And to me, I look at that as we have great examples of do's. So, you know, we mentioned social media, and yes, it has its pitfalls, but it also has some great stories. And, you know, how many times have you heard an athlete after winning a Super Bowl or an NBA championship or whatever it is, and they thank God first?
Yeah, I love that.
We have some powerful examples of that. And that's one thing, you know, I talked to Lauren about really highlighting those examples. You know, I talked about the possibility of, you know, finding a way to honor some of the people that have gone through Catholic education and made been highly level successful, and they attribute it to their time, you know, in a Catholic school growing up. So I think it's important that, you know, we focus on some stories, and that's something we're going to work on moving forward. Focusing on those stories. Yes, there's a lot out there. Our kids are drowned with it. Focusing on the stories of, you know, this, look at the positives here of this person and what they accomplished, and they credit it to God, and they credit it to the values and the lessons that they learned going to one of our Catholic grade schools, going to one of our Catholic high schools. They learned it there. And, you know, so we're going to highlight a lot of those positives, those do's, as Lauren said, rather than the don'ts, because it's easy to get caught up in the don'ts. And quite honestly, Father, I think my first year in this job, it was a buckle up, you know, hold your breath and try to get through basketball season. And, you know, that's all it was. It was a lot of reactive stuff my first year. And then I realized I have a lot of experience to bring to this, not only as a coach from the collegiate level down the Little League baseball, but as a parent, as an administrator, I know this inside and out. So it's the ability to now make that change to really highlight what we have here, because we have something special.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like you have a program, and then you just keep enhancing it. With both of you, with your experiences, that all we can do is enhance it. Now, Dawn and Lauren, you have some great ideas that can begin in the summer before the year of athletics kicks off. I think people will really get behind this and hopefully be an inspiration to build on. So as we are now in the end of March and getting into April and May, tell us about some of the things you're working on for the summer.
So, I mean, my biggest thing that I've been looking at is the community basis. One of the reasons people choose our Catholic schools is the community basis. It's the ability for when you show up at an eighth grade varsity game and you got second grade parents there. I think we can build that on a larger diocesan level. We don't do enough of bringing all of our teams together in one area just to say, you know, how great to have a kickoff tournament with a mass and, yeah, you know, different things like that. So we're really passionate about building the community, not just within our schools, because we have great communities within our schools already, but letting them know that, you know, just because you're playing that other team, there's a mutual respect for it. You know, some of the best rivalries in sports history were ones where, yeah, they beat each other up during the game, so to speak, but there was so much respect afterwards. So I think the community atmosphere of bringing these schools together and finding ways to do that through athletics is something we're really working on. You know, I mentioned before pointing out the positive teams and players and coaches and administrators that have been so vital to our diocesan athletic experience over the years is going to be vital and important to bring people back in to show, look at all the great stories we have here. You know, so that's one of our things. And obviously the prayer that we talked about before, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to institute a prayer the prayer has been so successful with the kids. We're going to do the spectator prayer, we're calling it as well. And that's, again, just our promise to you as spectators. We're going to say this before a game to put us in the right mindset as we go into a Catholic school athletic event. So we're going to get that distributed and pushed out this fall during soccer and volleyball. And, you know, hopefully that really takes off as well. So, you know, those are just a few of the things we're looking at right now. And then, you know, competitive-wise, I mean, I think that's always a part of it too, really evaluating how to make our schools competitive and balanced as we go forward, and putting the best product, you know, on the court. And, you know, that has to do with coaching education, with player education, all of those things, and getting some great tips. Again, I have a son coming through it, and he's playing in Catholic leagues. He's playing in public leagues. He'll play 30 times a week if he could. And so being able to see all the different things, I can bring in some different ideas to how to enhance our league, not only from the spiritual side, which we've talked a lot about today, but also from the competitive side, which I think our kids want to be competitive. They want to be able to go out there and compete with each other and be their best. So those are the things we're looking at this summer.
That's great. Lauren, I'm going to give you the last minute, last word.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, a lot of the ideas that you talked about with community, Don, I know that we want to be able to bring our coaches together so that they have a community, like a fraternity within themselves, so that they can learn from each other, talk to each other. We don't give enough of those opportunities. But also, you know, with the competitiveness, to me, it comes down to being able to use your gifts and talents to serve others. So how can I be a good teammate? How can I use what I have through and pursue excellence, not in order to defeat somebody else, but to become the best version of myself with the gifts and talents that God has given me? And so if we foster that within our athletic programs and use that as a model for others, there is a lot of hope that we can bring to Western Pennsylvania.
And you got the Year of Hope in there,
sure
too,
did.
Right? You put that in there. And I just think, I love that spectator prayer. I think that's really going to be a nice enhancement for the fall for the spectators. It really sets the tone as their students. Lauren Martin, the superintendent of Catholic schools, Don Militar, principal at Ave Maria Academy, Olsch, football coach, and the director of athletics for the diocese. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for
having
us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the third Sunday of Lent. It's hard to believe we are now in the third week. And this particular week, we always focus on the first of what we call the scrutinies. These are working with our OCIA candidates, the Order of Christian Initiation candidates and catechumens. A catechumen is somebody that's going to be baptized into the church, and a candidate is going to get the other sacraments of communion or confirmation. And in the scrutiny, we always have a special reading in the gospel. This year of John's gospel, the third Sunday of Lent, we always focus on Jesus encountering the woman at the well. And she's a woman and a Samaritan, and Samaritans did not associate with the Jewish people. The Samaritans were considered outcasts, and this woman comes to the well for her daily water drawing, and Jesus is right there, and they have a little interaction and talk, and Jesus challenges her into having a new relationship with God through him. He tells the woman that if people believe in him, he will always give them life, and she really soaks up this understanding and love and understanding. So let us seek out Christ in our own lives and to quench our thirst. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.